安，再次祝大家新年快乐。
I just want to tell you what a privilege it is to be a servant in the Church of our Lord Jesus Christ and here at the Chinese Christian Church of Greater Washington.
我想要说，作为神的仆人，可以服侍他，可以在这边华府教会服侍他，我感到多么的荣幸。
Every year, on this Sunday, what we do is traditionally we bring in our new deacons to the church.
按照传统呢，每年的这个礼拜天，我们就会向大家介绍我们的新执事。
We've had a committee that went through and searched and approached different people, and they responded. And then at our last church meeting, we voted them in.
我们有一个委员会。我们有一个委员会，然后他会就寻找各样的弟兄姐妹，问他们愿不愿意服侍，然后如果他们答应的话，我们在之前的那个会员大会上，我们就投票，然后选他们做执事。
Today I'd like to just bring a message, although it'll be a little bit more like teaching, on leadership in the church.
然后今天我要分享的信息呢，有点像是一个教导，是关于教会领袖的。
I think it is a great blessing to the body of Christ that God calls leaders to the church.
我想这是神的一个极大的祝福，因为神把领袖赐给教会。
Today, what we'll do is I'm going to look a little bit and talk a little bit about elders in the church, and then deacons in the church.And then talk just a little bit about the congregation itself.
今天我要先讲一讲关于长老的事，然后讲一些关于执事的事，最后我们讲会众的事情。
Now we didn't read all of the scriptures today that we'll be looking at, but we will read them, and you can also look them up in your Bibles as well as we go along.
我们刚才读的经文并不是我们今天要讲的全部。接下来我们在讲的时候，你们可以看自己的经文，然后我们也会提到更多的一些经文。
Isn't it a blessing, brothers and sisters, that God has created us all very different from one another?
就神造我们每个人都不同，这是不是一个极大的恩赐呢？
We all differ in size and in shape and in appearance, and so we also have different gifts and talents.
我们的块头，我们的身材、长相都不同，所以我们的恩赐和能力也是不同。
Now just look around the congregation today, this morning, and what would you see? I mean, if we thought in terms of profession, we would have carpenters, teachers, engineers, scientists, and various other occupations represented in our congregation today.
所以今天早晨，如果我们环顾四周看看，我们会看到做什么工作的人呢？也许我们会看到有木工、有教师、有科学家、有工程师，然后还有好多不同职业的人。
Now all of us have been given the ability to work in some form of job so that we can provide for our families and contribute to the growth of God's kingdom.
所以神给我们每个人都有能力来做某一种工作，这样我们可以供养自己的家庭，然后也可以奉出捐献来促进神国度的增长。
Paul likens the church to the human body, which has many diverse parts.
保罗呢就把教会比作人的身体，然后人身体上有各个不同的肢体。
And it has many different functions as well.
而这些肢体的功能也是不同的。
The amazing thing about the human body is that.All the different parts work together pretty well.
人身体上有这么多不同的部分，但是却能够运作得好好的，这实在是奇妙。
You know, when my stomach is hungry, my hand knows how to feed my mouth very, very well.
就如果我饿了，我的手知道该怎么样把食物放到嘴里。
A matter of fact, when I was born, nobody had to tell me how to eat. I was able to do it.
你看，我们出生的时候没人教我们怎么吃，但是我们生来就会吃。
You know, the body is like that. There is a central nervous system that coordinates the members, and a head from which the will of an individual is communicated to the body.
你看，我们身体就是这样。我们身体里面有个中枢神经系统，然后可以就是连接各个肢体。我们还有个头脑，然后来传达我们的意志。
This isn't so different from the church.
所以教会也是差不多是这样。
Paul refers to Jesus as the head of the church in Colossians chapter 2, verse 9. Let me read that for you. Paul writes this: "For in him the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily, and you have been filled in him who is the head of all rule and authority."
保罗说耶稣是我们的元首，在哥罗西书二章九节，保罗这样说，说因为神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里面，你们也在他里面得了丰盛，他是各样执政掌权者的元首。
The church then is to be the representative body of Jesus here on earth with Jesus as her head.
这样看来呢，教会就是耶稣身体在地上的代表，而教会就是以耶稣为元首的。
And the church has a responsibility to accomplish His will.
教会的责任就是要完成耶稣的旨意。
But just like the body has a central nervous system of nerves that carry information to the peripheral, like arms and legs, appendages, so God directs Paul to set up a sub-leadership for the church body.
但我们知道身体中有中枢神经系统来传输信息给各个肢体，好像我们的手啊脚啊这样的。同样呢，神也引导保罗在教会这个身体中间就设立领袖，好让教会 能被神的旨意引导。
The reason for this is so that the church would be led into the will of God.
这样的话教会就能够顺从神的旨意。
We see this clearly in the New Testament.
这一点在新约中间很清楚。
Both elders and deacons were established to help lead and guide the church.
神在教会中间设立长老和执事，就是为了让他们来协管还有引导教会。
Thank you. So first I'd like to just briefly look at elders and read some scripture here. In Acts chapter 14, verses 21 through 23, records the ordination of elders in the early church.
现在我们先来看看圣经中间关于长老是怎么说的。在使徒行传14章21到23节中间就记录了初代教会安立长老的过程。
So this is what Paul or Luke writes in the book of Acts. When they, Paul and Barnabas, had preached the gospel to that city and had made many disciples, they returned to Lystra and to Iconium and to Antioch, strengthening the souls of the disciples, encouraging them to continue in the faith, and saying that through many tribulations we must enter the kingdom of God. And when they had appointed elders for them in every church, with prayer and fasting, they committed them to the Lord in whom they had believed.
路加在《使徒行传》十四章就这样记录到，保罗和巴拿巴对那城里的人传了福音，使好些人做门徒，就回路斯德、以哥念、安提阿去，坚固门徒的心，劝他们恒守所信的道，又说我们进入神的国必须经历许多艰难。二人在各教会中选立了长老，又禁食祷告，就把他们交托所信的主。
Now, but how does God reveal to the church who the elders should be so that the church could ordain them?
那么教会是如何从神那里得到启示，知道谁应当做长老，知道他们要按立谁的呢？
This passage suggests that it is done through prayer and fasting.
这段话告诉我们是借着禁食祷告。
But in the end, the church must determine whom God desires to serve as leaders based on a set of biblical qualifications.
但最终教会还是要决定神到底喜悦谁来做领袖来侍奉，并且他们还要这还是得从一系列清楚明白的圣经原则出发。
They are clearly here given to us in the word of God.
对，圣经上面在神的话里面说得很清楚了。
So here are the qualifications of the elders. Elders, I'll start out by saying that elders are not primarily chosen on the basis of their knowledge of the business world.
所以接下来我们要讲做长老的一些条件。那么首先我们要说，人被选立做长老并不在于他们商业知识丰富。
Elders are not chosen because of their financial abilities.
教会选他们做长老并不是因为他们财力雄厚。
They are not chosen because of their prominence in the church or in society.
也不是因为他们在教会里在社会上德高望重。
Or not even because of their innate ability to be leaders.
甚至 也不在乎他们是不是有天生的领导力。
Elders are chosen because God has called and prepared them for leadership in the church.
他们被选立做长老是因为神呼召他们，预备他们做教会的领袖。
The men who God selects, will meet the biblical qualifications.
神所选立的人要符合圣经中间所立的条件。
Now, what are the biblical qualifications?
所以圣经所说做长老需要满足什么条件呢？
As if you happen to have our constitution and bylaws, they are mentioned there. The scripture there is 1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 7.
如果你见过我们教会的规章的话，会知道里面讲到做长老的条件，所引用的经文是提摩太前书三章一到七节。
Now I'm going to read these for us today, and I'm not going to go into depth on them, but I want to read them, and I want you to hear the words and understand the type of person God chooses to be an elder of a church.
所以我今天就要给大家念一下这段经文。我不会讲很多细节，但是我想让大家听神的话语，知道神所立的长老有什么条件。
Let me read what Paul writes. The saying is trustworthy. If anyone aspires to the office of overseer, he desires a noble task. Therefore, an overseer must be above reproach, the husband of one wife.Sober-minded, self-controlled, respectable, honorable, able to teach, not a drunkard, not violent, but gentle, not quarrelsome, not a lover of money. He must manage his own household well with all dignity, keeping his children submissive. For if someone does not know how to manage his own household,how will he care for God's church? He must not be a recent convert, or he may become puffed up and conceited and fall into condemnation of the devil. Moreover, he must be well thought of by outsiders, so that he may not fall into disgrace, into a snare.Of the devil.
关于做长老的条件，保罗这样说：人若想要得监督的职分，就是羡慕善工。这话是可信的。做监督的必须无可指责，只做一个妇人的丈夫，有节制，自守，端正，乐意接待远人，善于教导，不饮酒滋事，不打人，只要温和，不争竞，不贪财，好好管理自己的家，使儿女凡事端庄顺服。人若不知道管理自己的家，焉能照管神的教会呢？初入教的不可做监督，恐怕他自高自大，就落在魔鬼所受的刑罚里。监督也必须在教外有好名声，恐怕被人毁谤，落在魔鬼的网罗里。
These are pretty strict qualifications.
所以这些条件是很严格的。
God is serious about whom he chooses to lead his church.
神拣选教会的领袖是很严肃的。
None of us who are serving on the elder board are perfect.
我们在长老会中侍奉的并不是完美的人。
And some of these areas are a little bit more challenging to some of us than they are to others.
所以神给的这些条件可能对有些人来说挑战更大。
But God is working in our lives.
但神在我们的生命中间动工。
Now, what are the duties?These are the requirements that we just read, but what are the duties required of an elder?
刚才我们所讲的是长老的条件，那么长老应当尽怎样的本分呢？
I'd like to look at Acts chapter 20, verse 28.
我们可以从使徒行传20:28来看一看。
In this verse here, we get a little glimpse of the elders that are serving in Ephesus.
从这里这一节中间，我们可以稍微看到一下就是长老在教会中间应当有什么样的责任。
Paul says this: Pay careful attention to yourselves and to all the flock in which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to care for the church of God which he obtained with his own blood.
保罗在使徒行传20:28说，圣灵立你们做全群的监督，你们就当为自己谨慎，也为全群谨慎，牧养神的教会，就是他用自己血所买来的。
This verse tells us a couple of things, that an elder who rules the church must evaluate not only his own life, but also the spiritual needs of the flock.
从这句话中我们可以知道有这样几件事。首先呢，监督教会的长老不但要谨慎自己的生命，而且还要顾念全群的属灵需求。
Here are just some of the, I believe, the responsibilities of an elder from Scripture and also as put forth in our bylaws.
我想就是圣经中间还有我们教会的规章中间都讲到了长老的这样的责任。
We could put it this way: the elders individually and jointly must watch over the flock carefully.
所以我们换句话说，就是每一位长老还有全体的长老都要来谨慎的监督全群。
So that no corruption of doctrine or morals enter into the church.
免得有败坏的教训和腐败的道德进入教会。
They must see that the church operates in accordance with the bylaws and exercise discipline.
他们要保证教会能够按着规章有序的运作。
They must oversee the spiritual and general interests and needs of the church.
他们要监督查看教会属灵还有其他各个方面的需要。
They should visit people, especially the sick.
他们应当要探访，特别是探访那些在病中的人。
They need to teach those who are new in the faith and comfort those who mourn.
他们要来教导初信的，也要安慰哀伤的。
They need to be examples in all areas which all believers are called.
他们要在神呼召信徒所做的一切方面来做榜样。
Such as evangelism and discipleship.Prayer and care for the spiritual growth of all the brothers and sisters.
就比如说传福音、门徒训练，比如说祷告，还有关怀众弟兄姐妹的灵命增长情况。
We all have those responsibilities.
所以我们都有这些的责任。
But the elders are supposed to be the example in those.
但长老们要在这些事上做信徒的榜样。
These then are the qualifications and duties.Of an elder.
以上这些就是做长老的资格，还有长老的责任。
Now God also raises up deacons for us.
神也为我们兴起了执事。
In Acts chapter 6, verses 1-3, Luke introduces us to a group who have who many believe to be the first deacons.
路加在使徒行传6:1-3就描述了这样一群人，那很多人就认为他们就是最早的一批执事。
Now, though these men are never specifically called deacons, they are certainly an appropriate model for the deacons.
人并没有称他们为执事，但他们的确是执事的榜样。
Apparently, it was some time after this that the office of deacon was officially recognized by the church.
教会正式认可执事这个职分，大概就是在这个事件之后。
Now let me just read you the first three verses of Acts chapter 6. I now in these days when, excuse me, sorry. Now in these days when the disciples were increasing in number, a complaint by the Hellenists arose against the Hebrews because their widows were being neglected in the daily distribution. And the 12 summoned the full number of the disciples and said, It is not right that we should give up preaching the word of God to serve tables. Therefore, brothers, pick out from amongst yourselves seven men of good reputation, full of the Spirit and of wisdom, whom we will appoint to this duty.
使徒行传六章一到三节说，那时门徒增多，有说希利尼话的犹太人向希伯来人发怨言，因为在天天的供给上忽略了他们的寡妇。十二使徒叫众门徒来对他们说，我们撇下神的道去管理饭食，原是不合宜的。所以弟兄们，当从你们中间选出七个有好名声、被圣灵充满、智慧充足的人，我们就派他们管理这事。
What these verses tell us is that in the earliest days of the church, the apostles led the church at Jerusalem.
这段经文告诉我们，最一开始的时候，教会都是由使徒在耶路撒冷来领导的。
But eventually it was necessary for them to delegate some of their responsibilities to other mature Christian men and women.
后来呢，使徒就觉得有必要分担一些责任给成熟的基督徒。
And that enabled the apostles to concentrate on prayer and teaching, while the other deacons concentrated on meeting the people's physical and material needs.
这样由执事来负责照管人们在身体和物质上的需要，使徒就可以专心以祈祷传道为事了。
Well, I realize that these verses are pretty common, and we understand this because many of you have read the scriptures.
我知道这些经文我们都很熟悉，因为我们大家都读圣经。
But I'd still like to go over the qualifications and the duties of deacons just to refresh our memories.
但是我还是想要就再提一提做执事有什么样的条件，有什么样的责任，想让我们大家再回想一遍。
So I would like to just read from 1 Timothy chapter 3 verses 8 through 13.
所以我想给大家念提摩太前书三章八到十三节。
Here are the qualifications for deacons. Deacons, likewise, must be dignified, not double-tongued, not addicted to too much wine, not greedy for dishonest gain. They must hold the mystery of the faith with a clear conscience, and let them also be tested first. Then let them serve as deacons, if they prove themselves blameless.Their wives, likewise, must be dignified, not slanderers, not sober, but sober-minded, faithful in all things. Let deacons each be the husband of one wife, managing their children and their own households well. For those who serve well as deacons gain a strong standing for themselves and also great confidence in the faith that is in Christ.Jesus.
所以做执事的条件就是这样，做执事的也是如此，必须端庄，不一口两舌，不好喝酒，不贪不义之财，要存清洁的良心，固守真道的奥秘。这等人也要先受试验，若没有可责之处，然后叫他们做执事。女执事也是如此，必须端庄，不说谗言，有节制，凡事忠心。执事只要做一个妇人的丈夫，好好管理儿女和自己的家，因为善做执事的，自己就得到美好的地步，并且在基督耶稣里的真道上大有胆量。
From this list, again, it's a difficult list, but still, we know something about God from this list.
所以这些条件真是蛮困难的，但从这些中间我们可以看到神是什么样的。
Our God is a God of order.
我们的神是有秩序的神。
He wants his church, his body here on earth, to represent him well.
他要他的教会，也就是他在他的身体，在这世界上做他美好的代表。
Now look at, why don't we look at the duties of deacon, of the deacons, and I would just like to, just to read a few things that kind of summarize the duties of deacons from scripture and our bylaws as well.
现在我们来看看执事的责任，我要来念一些圣经，然后就根据圣经还有我们教会的规章来做一些总结。
It is the duty of deacons to minister to those who are in need.
圣经就是说到执事要服侍那些有需要的人。
They are to minister to those who are sick or who don't have any friends.
他们要服侍那些病人还有孤独的人。
To those who might be in distress.
要服侍一切忧伤痛苦的人。
It is their duty to also take care of the offering by collecting gifts from the people.
他们也要收纳还有管理奉献。
To distribute these gifts among those individuals or committees who need them.
然后还要把捐项分派给有需要的人或者机构。
They organize the care of the property of the congregation and the buildings.
他们也负责照管会众教会的财务还有房产。
They make sure that people are fed physically, and they administer the learning materials and teachers for spiritual growth.
他们要确保会众能得到喂养，要管理他们灵命成长所需的学习资料还有教师。
They oversee the preparation of the Lord's table.
他们要照管圣餐的预备。
These then are the qualifications and duties of deacons.
所以以上就是做执事的资格还有执事的责任。
You know, I would just like to say that these two branches of leaders in our church have also like maybe one other thing that needs to be mentioned.
在我们教会这两样领袖之外，还有一件事，我觉得有必要说一下。
The leaders of the church are supposed to make sure that the vision and mission of the church are accomplished.
教会的领袖需要确保教会的意向还有教会的责任能够得到实现。
The vision is what is written for us in the scriptures that God expects.His church to be doing, and this doesn't change.
教会的意向就是圣经中间神所说要教会所做的事情，而这些意向是不改变的。
The mission of the church is that what is what we do and how we accomplish the vision in our Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the utmost parts of the world.
教会的使命就是我们平常就是我们来实现这些意向的过程，就是我们要怎样的来实现我们传福音到从耶路撒冷犹太全地撒玛利亚直到地极。
Now I realize that what we have just gone through here is probably pretty dry.
所以我知道，我们刚说的可能有点干巴巴的。
In other words, some of you might be sleeping out there.
所以有人可能已经在睡觉了。
But I felt like I had to bring us through this to remind us of this.
但我还是觉得我们应该就是整个过一遍，然后提醒我们自己。
And some of you might have been thinking that, that's right, the elders and the deacons do all the work. Now, it's their turn to do the work, and that's all there is to it.
所以你们中间可能有人在想，啊，对啊，长老和执事们，你们要做所有事情都归你们了，你们就开始干吧。
Now, The fact of the matter is, the basic task of church leadership is to teach sound doctrine and explain how it applies to people's daily lives.
但是实际上呢，教会领袖的基本责任是要教导合一的教训，并且要解释我们应当怎样在生活中间应用这些教训。
And but we have to remember that the members of the church, the basic task of the members of the church.Is to be spirit-filled, and as they learn from the teachings of the leaders, and then apply what they learn to their lives.
但我们必须要知道，会众的基本职责就是要学习那些教训，并且在生活中间加以应用，以此来被圣灵充满。
So during the times that you may not be serving as deacons here in the church, you are certainly supposed to be soaking in.The teaching and to grow spiritually.
所以如果你现在并不在作为执事在教会服侍，那你还是有责任，你要来做这些教导的事情，然后并且要灵命增长。
Now the congregation is the object of the leader's ministry.
会众是领袖服侍的对象。
Perhaps someday.As a result of the ministry of the leaders of the church, members of this church will become deacons or elders or even missionaries or pastors.
或者有一天这些领袖所服侍的教会会员也会成为执事、长老，甚至成为宣教、宣教、宣道士，还有牧师。
We all start at the same point, somewhere in the congregation.
我们在一开始的时候都是会众中间的一员。
And those who are faithful with small tasks can be entrusted with larger responsibilities.
在小事上忠心的，神就将更大的事托付他。
The congregation is the part of the church that is to do the work of ministry according to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 12.
会众在教会中间，就是以弗所书四章十二节说的，要各尽其职的那一部分人。
Now in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 17, it identifies the basic or the general obligation of the congregation.
希伯来书十三章十七节，然后就提到会众的基本义务。
Now there it says, obey your leaders and submit to them.
那里说到你们要依从那些引导你们的，且要顺服。
Now that might be hard for us to hear.
我们听来可能觉得很不容易。
Listen, I grew up in the 60s and 70s, and I don't like to submit to any authority.
我是在六七十年代长大的，但我一点都不愿意顺服权柄。
But assuming that the leadership of the church is spirit-directed, the members of the congregation are to obey them because they are ministering on the behalf of Christ as their under-shepherd.
但是呢，如果我们教会的领袖随从圣灵的引导，那么会众就应当顺服他们，因为他们是代表着基督，做基督手下的牧者来服侍他们的。
The congregation is to subject itself to their godly ministry.
会众应当顺服他们敬虔的服侍。
Although you may not understand it all, they may even, or you may even disagree sometimes with what the leadership is attempting to do.The church's obedience is nevertheless a living testimony to the world.
即使就是有时候我们不能完全明白，甚至我们有时候不同意教会领袖的做法，但我们也要顺服。不管怎样，教会的顺服在这个世上都是活生生的见证。
Now there are many things that can hurt a church and destroy its testimony.
有很多事情都会让教会受亏损，会毁坏教会的见证。
And the primary ones are poor leadership or false teachers who fail to build the church on the word of God.
其中最主要的一件就是教会的领袖不好，或者说有假教师，他们不愿意把教会建立在神话语的根基上。
But another way to weaken the church is for a congregation not to follow its leadership.
但另一件让教会受亏损的事情就是会众不顺服领袖。
That will cause church splits as well as other problems that are exposed in full view of the world.
这样的话就会导致教会分裂还有其他的很多问题，而这些事情在世界看来是一清二楚的。
Every church member must keep in step with the Spirit and be faithful and obedient to our Lord Jesus Christ.
每一位教会的成员都应当服从圣灵的引导，要忠心的顺服基督。
And then to walk in submission to godly leadership.
还要顺服敬虔的领袖。
Listen, leaders aren't perfect.
领袖并不是完美。
I remember when I was a young man going to college, I worked at a camp.
我想起来，在我年轻的时候，那时候我要上大学，然后我在一个营地工作。
And every Saturday morning, we were to take the whole camp and take them on a hike in the woods.
所以每个星期六早晨，我们都要把营地所有的人都叫起来，然后带他们去山上。
Now I grew up in that area, and I had walked through all of the woods in that area.
我是在那里长大的，我对那里每片森林都很熟悉。
And that year, we took We had a rather large camp, probably around 100 children from New York City.
所以那次营地有很多人，大概有从纽约市来的100个小孩子。
They were Jewish and they were from either Russia or Ukraine.
他们是犹太人，然后有俄罗斯或者乌克兰的背景。
And they weren't used to walking in the woods.
他们不是很习惯来在森林里走。
So it was my turn to lead them.
所以我就要来带领他们。
And I tried to lead them on an easy path, one that was marked out by trucks that would chop down trees.
所以我就带他们走一条比较好走的路，然后当时就车已经开过了，然后这个树枝都已经被砍了。
The problem was that I hadn't been out in those woods for years.
但问题是我好多年没有去那些森林了。
And I started on the path, and it was wide and obvious.
对，我们刚开始走上那条路的时候，路很宽，然后也很能看见。
I'm sorry. And then it got narrower and narrower.
然后路就越变越窄了。
And pretty soon we were actually following a deer path.
然后我们接着走着走着，好像是鹿走的一条路。
And you have to understand that these poor Jewish kids who were never exposed to the woods all of a sudden had to be walking through branches and thicket.
所以知道这些可怜的犹太小孩，他们从来没有在森林里走过路，但他们现在却要在森林走路，要披荆斩棘。
And I could hear them complaining.
我可以听到他们在抱怨。
Because I speak Russian.
因为我懂俄语。
And the words that they were using to describe me were not very nice.
他们说我的话不怎么好听。
But I knew where we were going. I knew that if we stayed on this path, eventually we would hit.A major road.
但我知道，如果我们继续往前走的话，我们就会走到大路上。
And they didn't believe it.
他们不相信。
And they kept saying, "Turn us around. Let's go back."
他们说，哦，我们要转回去，让我们回去。
But I knew it would be easier if we just kept going forward.
但我知道，如果我们继续往前走的话，其实更容易。
And finally, we got to the main road.
啊，我们终于到了大路上。
And they quieted down.
然后他们就安静下来了。
And then they began to complain because the sun was beating on them.
所以他们开始抱怨说啊，太阳好大。
Sometimes for leaders, you just cannot win.
有时候来的领袖总是要被抱怨的。
Listen, we are going to be bringing in some new leaders in the church today.
所以今天我们要有一批新的领袖，然后在我们教会中间。
And in a little while, maybe in a few months later, we will be bringing in some new elders.
所以可能一两个月以后，我们就会有新的长老。
And you know, I thank God for men and women that He has raised up to serve as elders and deacons in our church.
我感谢神，因为他在这个教会中间兴起弟兄姐妹，愿意做长老和执事来服侍。
And I ask you, brothers and sisters, that you will pray that God will use them to serve Him faithfully as Christ builds this church for His honor and glory.
所以我请弟兄姐妹为他们祷告，求神在基督为他自己荣耀建立教会的时候，使用他们，让他们可以忠心的侍奉神。
And will you also pray that God will help you and every member of the Chinese Christian Church of Greater Washington to keep in step with the Spirit?
也请弟兄姐妹祷告，求神帮助我们华府教会每一位的会员都能够随从圣灵来忠心的顺服耶稣。
And be faithful and obedient.To Jesus Christ.
我们要忠心顺服耶稣基督。
Amen.